I saw after Mingo made the pick, lots of people giving you hugs. You were emotional. It was very exciting. Just start with that moment and walk me through what it's been like up until when you just stepped off the plane.
I mean, that moment was just a bunch of, you know, excitement build up, you know, because I worked the last 2 days, you know. We were sitting there waiting in the green room forever, you know. But we were just happy every family got the opportunity to get picked up by a team, and then a great team at that, you know.
So that finally happens, and then you got to say, oh, you know where you're going to go. You got to go make a flight to Denver. What starts going through your head? What have you known about the organization? Obviously, went to the Super Bowl, but maybe conversations you've had during this draft process that really got you excited.
Well, I mean, this was like an under-the-radar team for me. So, you know, I had never spoken with them, so it was crazy that they had, you know, picked me. It was one of them stories they say the team that, you know, that you don't hear from is usually a team that drafts. You happen to be one of those, you know, situations. So, you know, it was just very exciting. You know, I knew this organization is a winning organization. You know, the offense is, like, top in the league and things like that. So I'm just hoping I can help contribute to it.
Once there was a run on wide receivers, John Elway said, and I think he said this on the phone call to you, that they were kind of holding their breath. They really wanted to get up there and get you.
Right.
And it's got to feel great.
Right. Knowing that, you know, John Elway sees a lot in me, you know, and obviously Peyton, you know, has some input in that too, you know, wanting to have a good receiver. So it's just good. You know, it's a confidence builder knowing that they both see something in me and, you know, bringing me to this great organization and going to help me get even better.
Is it what you thought it would feel like? You know, we were talking before we started shooting. You hadn't caught a football in months. And now here you are. You got the Broncos hat. It started to sink in, I guess, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it did. It sunk in, actually, like, really last night, you know. It was hard for me to sleep. I was so excited, you know, with my family. It was just amazing. So, like you said, I'm ready to get back to catching footballs again and getting making plays, you know. I'm with a great team, and hopefully, you know, this year we win the Super Bowl.
Have you had a chance to talk to anyone you know about what to expect, not just these first few weeks, but these first couple months? Because, I mean, week one will be here.
Right.
Before you know it.
I mean, just knowing that, you know, me coming in is something I'm not used to, you know, all these different games, you know, it's really two seasons, like, in college football you're going to end up playing. So, you know, I just got, they told me just be, you know, just keep grinding every day, make sure I'm taking care of my body because, you know, week four, especially for a rookie, it's like, you're going to feel like dead, but, you know, they said you just got to fight through it and keep just, you know, your body in good health. So I'm planning on doing that.
Big Ten. All three picks. Big Ten.
It was. I mean,
proud of that?
I am. You know, it just shows what the Big Ten has to offer. You know, you hear all the talk about the SEC, but the Big Ten has, you know, our weapons too. So, you know, you got me, came out, Shazier, you know, Darquez, Denard, you know, what's his name, Hagman from Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of us that actually came out, so I'm proud of all the guys.
I'm trying to think, and forgive me if I don't know this, I should off the top of my head, but Bradley Roby, new teammate, you guys had some battles?
We played against each other, you know. We didn't really see each other one-on-one, though, you know.
Okay.
They didn't really press us. They played, you know, off, like, four on us. So I didn't get to see him in press, actually, this year. So, you know, but from what I've seen on film and things like that, I mean, he's a great playmaker. You know, I've seen him pick balls off and take them to the house. So I'm excited to finally get to play with him. Me and him, you know, kind of built a relationship through the combine and now, you know. We did a good job of talking. We had combine rechecks. We were talking, you know. So I'm actually happy to play for him. It's a great cornerback that's going to help this organization. You know, he's going to help me get better in the offseason, you know, going against him every day. So I'm very excited for this opportunity.
Chances are you will have those battles with some pretty strong corners. Why are you suited to win those battles?
Is
that an attitude?
Yeah, it is. Attitude, and then it's, you know, my strength that helps me a lot. You know, I'm a strong, big receiver, you know, and it's, you know, cornerbacks aren't my size. Obviously, you know, you got Sherman. I mean, you know, that's, eventually we'll get to that. But, you know, right now, there's not many corners out there that's my size, so I just feel like I need to use my strength and speed to my advantage to get open. You know, like you said, you're not going to try to jam me, but you got to get your hands off of me. You got to be physical with them, and that's something that I have. That's one of my traits as a receiver.
In a few minutes, you're going to meet John Elway, your new head coach, John Fox, all the guys that wanted to bring you in.
Right.
You're going to meet your assistant coach, your wide receivers coach, Tyke Tolbert. What are you feeling?
I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to give them a big old thank you, you know, for giving me the opportunity. You know, a lot of things, you know, I was supposed to be in the first round talking, and, you know, everything happens for a reason, you know. I mean, it was worth the wait coming here, you know. So I'm going to give them a big hug, man, and just tell them thank you because, you know, a lot of times, like you said, a lot of teams passed up on me, and they gave me an opportunity. So, you know, I'm ready to go show these other teams, you know, what it's about, you know, what they're missing out on, you know. So we're about to take this program to another level.